Nobody knows who first made up the songs called the blues, but their three-line, 12-bar form has since become a standard pattern in American music. Certainly the blues show traces of the work songs, the field hollers, and the plantation cries of the Deep South. The blues. Maybe one hot day, a man was working in a rice field when a song came into his head, then out of his mouth. A song with words, perhaps like this. Oh, the sun is so hot and the day is so doggone long. Then when he couldn't think of anything else right away to go with it, he repeated the same lines. Yes, the sun is so hot and the day is so doggone long. But by that time, maybe he had a new thought. So he sang, and that is the reason I'm singing this doggone song. Something like that must have happened the day the first blues was born, for that is the pattern of the blues, a 12-bar musical pattern, one long line of four bars which is repeated words and music, then a third line of four bars to rhyme lyrically with the first two lines that are always the same. The melody and beat of the blues are not unlike those of a field holler. Perhaps thousands of blues were made up in this way in the fields or on the levees to relieve the monotony of working, to express some thought passing through the singer's mind, or just for fun. Then, one day in Memphis, W.C. Handy wrote down the first composed blues, the Memphis Blues, around 1912. And a few years later, he wrote his famous St. Louis Blues. Traveling singers like Ma Rainey, Blind Lemon Jefferson, and Bessie Smith began to sing their blues far and wide. This is the great Ma Rainey in 1923 singing the Traveling Blues.
The trains at the station, I heard the whistle blow. The trains at the station, I heard the whistle blow. I done bought my ticket, but I don't know where I'm going.
The blues, mingling with the rhythms of the African drums of Congo Square, the field hollers and levee songs, ragtime and the syncopation of the New Orleans marching bands, all merging and mingling in the early New Orleans and Dixieland jazz that was to form the basis and set the patterns for all the other kinds of jazz that were to come. That's the Perdido Street Blues played by the New Orleans Wanderers, Dixieland jazz. George Mitchell, cornet. Johnny Dodds, clarinet. Thank you. Bill Armstrong, piano. Johnny St. Cyr, banjo. Kid Ory's trombone. Recorded in Chicago, 1926.